Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
The Zambia Land Alliance concerned over low land ownership among Zambians. ZPPS suspends Waterflow Drilling and Exploration Limited. And Uganda nears 2 million refugees amid regional crisis. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Zambia Land Alliance has raised concern over the low number of Zambians acquiring land, despite frequent complaints about foreigners taking over land in the country. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole says there is a noticeable trend of low land ownership among Zambians, both in terms of state and customary land. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Musole urged citizens to shift their mindsets and begin investing in long-term assets such as land, rather than prioritizing short-term consumption. It is concerning that many Zambians prefer to buy cars instead of land, and this is a mindset that needs to be re-examined, said Mr. Musole. He emphasized that land ownership is a fundamental maker of national identity and security, adding that a Zambian is truly empowered when they own land, and without it, one is a Zambian simply on paper. Mr. Musole has since called for increased public awareness and police interventions to encourage Zambians to acquire land as a foundation for economic empowerment and generational wealth.
So we need to have a piece of this land. As a Zambian, land is your birthright. It doesn't matter where you are born, whether you are rich or poor. Land is your birthright. It's part of your identity. So we can't be walking around, we are Zambians, and we're holding the flag. Yes, the flag is a symbol, but the real Zambia is land. And each Zambian must know that this land is very important, it's very critical, it's our identity. And each Zambian must own a piece of this land we call Zambia.
Agriculture expert Oliver Wuller has expressed support for the government's decision to remove farmers from the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, if they fail to comply with the newly announced directive. On Friday, 1st August 2025, the Minister of Agriculture warned that farmers under FISIP who fail to supply 10 by 50 kg bags of maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will be removed from the program for next year. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Wulaya said that the move is commendable, noting that farmers benefiting from government subsidies have a responsibility to contribute to national food security and nutrition. Farmers selling maize back to the government through FRA is a positive initiative for strengthening the country's strategic food reserves, which the nation depends on during times of need, said Dr. Wulaya. Meanwhile, Dr. Wulaya also welcomed government's announcement to fully implement the e-voucher system in the upcoming farming season, saying the adoption of digital solutions is long overdue. In this technological era, it is important that the Ministry of Agriculture modernizes its systems, and the full rollout of the e-voucher will enhance transparency, improve efficiency, and help curb corruption in the agriculture sector, said Dr. Wulaya.
And what we noted here, and this is a caution to the government and also to the agro dealers that are involved, it's important to be ethical, because what happens is this, that they increase the prices of the commodity, taking advantage of the farmers that are redeeming these vouchers. And this is one thing the government has to monitor, to ensure that there is no agro dealer that will start increasing prices and taking advantage of our older farmers, and that should not be allowed at all.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Waterflow Drilling and Exploration Limited from participating in public procurement activities for 1 year due to underperformance on 6 contracts awarded by the Kawambwa Town Council. The suspension follows a formal complaint from Kawambwa Town Council regarding the supplier's failure to fulfill its contractual obligations. ZPPA Principal Officer for Public Relations, Inutu Mushambatwa, confirmed that the authority conducted an investigation into 6 tenders issued to the company for the drilling and construction of solar-powered boreholes at 15 designated sites. ZPPA established that the supplier failed to complete the projects within a stipulated time frame, and as such, the company has been suspended pursuant to Section 96G of the Public Procurement Act, which allows for the suspension of a bidder or supplier for non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations, except in cases where the failure is due to force majeure, said Ms. Mushambato in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She further stated that the suspension also applies to any successor in interest, including any entity that employs, is associated with, or is managed by partners, directors or officers of the suspended company. Ms. Mushambato has since advised all procuring entities to enforce the suspension by refraining from awarding contracts, selling or issuing solicitation documents, or inviting bids from Waterflow Drilling and Exploration Limited, saying that the suspension took effect on 23rd July 2025.
The ZPP established that the supplier failed to complete projects within the 1996G of the Public Procurement Act that provides that a bidder or supplier shall be suspended from participating in procurement where the bidder or supplier has non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations, except that the non-performance or underperformance is not due to any force majeure. The suspension includes any successor in interest, including any entity which employs or is associated with any partners, directors, or other officers.
Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, has developed a network outage credit policy aimed at protecting consumers and ensuring they are compensated when services are disrupted. ZICTA Corporate Communications Officer Hanford Chava said the authority is committed to ensuring the delivery of quality services in the telecommunications sector, which has prompted the development of policies to address recurring network outages. Speaking in a to ensure that consumers receive reliable and high-quality services at all times. It is industry, and ZICTA is taking deliberate steps to improve it, said Mr. Chava. Mr. Chava further explained that ZICTA is working closely with mobile network operators to invest in backup systems, including battery solutions, to mitigate the impact of load shedding and enhance service delivery. He also revealed that ZICTA is collaborating with the Bank of Zambia to ensure a steady supply of diesel for mobile network operators to power their infrastructure during outages. Infra News. Uganda is on the verge of hosting 2 million refugees as the escalating crisis in Sudan, South Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo drive hundreds of people to cross the border daily in search of safety and life-saving aid. More refugees seek safety in Africa's largest refugee hosting country, Uganda, as funding cuts hamper humanitarian support in one of the worst funding crises in decades. Since the start of 2025, an average of 600 people per day have arrived in the country, with numbers expected to reach 2 million by the end of the year. Coming up shortly, BP says it makes biggest oil and gas find in 25 years. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Energy giant BP says it has made its largest oil and gas discovery this century as it shifts its focus away from renewable energy and back to fossil fuels. The UK-based firm said on Monday that it is conducting tests at the site in deep waters of Brazil's east coast. The discovery could play a major role in BP's plans to increase crude oil production. Company executive Gordon Birrell said the discovery is BP's largest in 25 years and that the firm will explore building a production hub there.